What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, Ron DeSantis's COVID Central, USA, Florida. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes take two. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Yes.
However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap dancing fuckaroni Tony out of it.
Vote blue.
We're going to be here the next couple of hours. Thanks for joining us, y'all. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter during the show.
Yes.
And
sorry.
It's like Diamond and Silk.
And,
yeah. And where was I? Twitter. Join us. And thanks for buying shit through our crabdiving.com/Amazon. Link wherever you go, and when you buy something through our Amazon link, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
It helps us out here,
right?
Oh,
just sit back and hear a tale of a faithful trip that started from this tropic port aboard the tiny ship.
That show was white as fuck. White as fuck. That show.
Oh my God, that's right.
Not one person of color.
They didn't even have an acceptable Asian.
I mean, weren't they? Right. Where did they get lost in the Pacific? Oh, fuck this microphone.
Aim the microphone towards your face hole.
Yeah, yeah.
The
Pacific, right?
Yes, like Hawaii, right? It was a 3-hour tour out of Hawaii.
I didn't major in geography, but I do know. In the Pacific Ocean or around the Pacific Ocean, there are people of color.
Oh, yeah.
Not one person of color.
Well, didn't they run into natives every once in a while?
Yeah.
Wasn't there something horrific? Like they ran into some some bone in the nose wearing natives and stuff
Jesus
like that.
Christ.
The 60s.
Yeah.
That's when America was great. And you could be racist on TV and nobody cared.
Yeah.
Where the hell am I? Fuck it. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're done. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And you said COVID...
Kong toy fail. I'm sorry.
Is
she's
it
done.
Done.
She's done. Yeah. Could you pop open the ice cream? Dog ice cream.
Oh, shit.
Thanks, Lydia.
Intern.
The doggy ice cream. She loves it. Ryan's mom providing the intern with some snackage for during the show.
That's the last one, too. That's the last one.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
You were saying we're the COVID USA. We're the center of COVID.
Sure.
We're the epicenter of the planet. I saw that somewhere. Like Florida has more COVID than most. We're including the globe, like the whole planet.
Yeah.
Winning. I never thought of Florida as winning.
It's winning.
Anything like that. I mean.
Keep voting Republican.
Yeah, jeez.
Everybody.
It's really not the GOP party. It's the coronavirus party. Does Trump think coronavirus gets a vote, can vote in the election? It seems like it.
Right. Yeah.
It really does.
I mean, let's launch into it. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Launch.
And thanks for all the shares and all the downloads and everything. And all to our beloved live listeners. We love you long time.
Absolutely, Pat.
And our long listeners. We love you live time. let's see what's going on in the old fucking headlines, shall we?
Yes.
Once again, I sound like the Ozark, the Ozark girl.
I got to tell you that Ozark, right? That Ozark show, I'm not giving anything away, but that. Watch that second season on Netflix, man. Third season, shit. It's good.
Well, watch the first two and then binge on it.
Yeah, you have to watch it all.
I think it helps if you can watch it probably from the third season on, but
unless you're a dumb fucking Republican and you can't retain any facts or details, then watch them randomly. It won't make a difference to you.
I think that may be my fave show right now, the Ozark.
Oh yeah.
Ozark.
Well, not that anybody gives a fuck about what I'm watching on Netflix, but I'm watching the David Duchovny thing. I mean, what's the name of it with the Charles Manson's in it. Well, someone playing Charles Manson.
Wow.
I can't remember the name of the show.
I don't know.
It's good though. I really enjoy it. I mean, I will say this, like if you're David Duchovny playing a cop in Southern California is like obvious casting, don't you think?
He's great.
I mean, he's good. But like, Marky Mark, if you're doing a movie about Boston in the towny section or the town, wherever they call that, you know what I'm talking about? Like where a lot of cops live and.
Yes.
And there's a lot of organized crime. You know, there are other actors out there. It's not just Marky Mark. There are other actors that
Mark
can be.
Mark Wahlberg, yes.
Yeah, fuck him. You know, Marky Mark, Hate Crime Man, USA.
How about Donnie Wahlberg, a much better actor?
Oh, I like Donnie Wahlberg.
His brother's great, yeah.
Yeah, he is good. He's in that movie about World War II.
Could it be Aquarius?
Yes, no? That's it. Why is it named that?
Well, because, I don't know, but that was from 2015 and 16.
Oh, really?
There were two seasons, I think, only.
Let me ask you something.
Then he was on Better Things. Then he was on Twin Peaks.
No, he's on the new Twin Peaks.
And then he was on the new X-Files. Remember, they resurrected the X-Files for
God.
10 minutes.
Jeez. Who wants to see that? I mean.
But now he doesn't have a lot on his IMDb.
Right.
After that, after
guys,
2018.
Guys, David Duchovny needs work.
I guess they're remaking The Craft.
What is that?
A group of high school students form a coven of witches, of the 1996 film, The Craft.
Really? Guys, we don't need more children acting. I mean, we just don't.
But that's his latest, and that's, they just completed shooting that. So
shit.
It looks like he took a couple years off, unless he was directing or something that I don't know about.
I like Californication. I just don't know where I am in the season to pick up with it again. I'm confused.
Oh, man. It's been quite a while.
I can't even figure it the fuck out.
Oh,
by the way, the planet's on fire. We all have COVID. No, we don't, but
let's see,
a lot of people.
Well, TikTok.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines.
Yay!
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo.
Oh, wee wee.
Your levels are kind of low.
Man.
Let me bump.
Did you touch that board, intern?
The intern
doesn't give a fuck about anything else in the universe right
doggy
now.
Doggy ice cream right now.
Right.
Good news.
Okay.
Trump era good news, which means
something bad didn't fucking happen.
Which means we're only going to get anally raped halfway.
Anally raped?
ICE backs down on booting international students.
Oh, I saw this. That is good news. That's good news.
Facing 8 federal lawsuits and opposition from hundreds of universities.
Yeah.
The Trump administration today rescinded their rule from a few days ago that would have required international students to transfer or leave the country if their schools held classes entirely online. Because COVID.
Yeah, that's clearly just a way to make America white again, right?
Well, yeah, and I thought, you know, Trump, but they kept playing the video of Trump early on or during the fucking campaign or something when he was saying, I want to have a big, fat, open door, a big, beautiful, fat, open door for legal immigration.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All of these students are legal. And in fact, when they come here and go to school and become doctors and lawyers and scientists and shit, frequently they stay here.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And that's what he says he wants. But yet, probably this was some finger fuck fantasy of Stephen Miller.
Ooh, yeah.
Sitting around thinking, oh man, this, you know, we can try to take advantage of that rule that you can't have online, you can't have a visa if you can do it all online. Yeah, let's look at all those brown faces we can get rid of. Yes, Mister, look at all your brown faces, my precious.
I mean, we're like Mordor. Do we live in Mordor?
Yeah, it feels like it sometimes.
It ain't the Shire. You know,
getting orc fucked.
Oh, yeah. Trump during the campaign or earlier, maybe it was during his first couple of years, didn't he lament about, like, he said, we're not, why don't we try to get immigrants from, like, Europe? Didn't he say that?
Who? Stephen Miller or Trump?
He said something crazy like that.
I think he
might
have hinted it, yeah.
Why don't we get he said, like, why don't we get better immigrants?
Why don't we just get white people?
Why don't we get a better president?
Some Swedes, like some 16-year-old supermodels. Let's get some more of those genius visa that Melania got.
Oh, a genius.
Yeah.
Well, Trump passed that test.
Because she's tops in her craft.
God, she said something so shitty today. Try something new or something like that. The trysomethingnew.com, some website she has where it's like if your career's not going well, try something new. I don't know.
There are no jobs right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We have 11% unemployment.
Try something new. Get into a new career. Hey, we're in the middle of a pandemic. God, she sucks.
The decision was announced at the start of the hearing in a federal lawsuit in Boston. Brought by Harvard University and and MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Right.
The U.S. District Judge said federal immigration authorities have agreed to pull the July 6th directive and, quote, return to the status quo. So they're like, hey, everybody, thanks for showing up, all you lawyers and everything. Never mind.
They're fucking with these people. They're fucking with them now.
Well, they knew that they may lose and that it wasn't turning out to be a popular policy, even among their droolers.
You know the danger of that is like you put it out there, right? And all of a sudden it seems feasible just because it's out there. And you know, right wing, how's she doing with that ice cream? She's
pushed it across the office studio here. It's an office except between 2 and 4.
Yeah, that's right.
And
does she have thumbs?
No. She doesn't need them.
Okay, right?
That would be horrific.
We're fucked.
Like having the evil monkey running around. Ripping faces off and shit.
Yeah.
The announcement brings relief to the thousands of foreign students who had been at risk of being deported from the country, along with hundreds of universities that were scrambling to reassess their plans for the fall in light of the policy. A few universities already said, well, you know, we're gonna make a one-credit basket weaving course and allow on campus and allow them to sign up for that. Because it just took one class to...
Right. This Trump administration, they do shit that is unimaginable. And I feel like this student visa thing is similar to when he said... He was like, I wish I could do what Xi did, make myself just a lifetime president. I'd like that.
But he wouldn't know about student visas. He would know nothing about this.
That's true.
If he didn't have little Stevie Miller and his vile subhuman creature wife, who's like Stephen Miller with a vagina.
Did she survive Corona?
And I guess so.
Oh,
and
great.
And that they're whispering in his ears.
Yeah.
There's no way he would know anything about student visas and some loophole that would allow them to deport everybody.
It's so fascist, though, right? It's so fascist. Yeah. You put something out there that has no basis. There's no reason for it, but it's just horrible. No one would do it, but you put it out there, and all of a sudden, it becomes less unimaginable.
Yeah.
Yes, it becomes a possibility. Like literally, Trump said, I'd like to make myself dictator for life. Well, it's out there. Now you said it. It's different. Now it's different. Because
I was joking. Everybody knows I'm joking. And then all the MAGA trolls were like, oh, he's just owning the libs. He only says stuff like that to make you guys look fat, and it worked.
You know, sometimes... that's a good deplorable voice. That's really good.
Thank you.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that it's like, God, you read shit and then you start thinking, what if he does that? And you think, God, am I just being paranoid? But the Holocaust happened, right? That's pretty fucking unimaginable. That's pretty fucking horrible.
Yes.
So I'm letting myself imagine Trump could do some bad shit.
Yes.
So the unimaginable.
The only hope is that. He's his numbers are so shit and he's so toxic right now that the Republicans are slithering away from him and slithering and waddling away from him. The elected officials, they're running ads and stuff. Nobody's talking about him. They're not using his name at all. And that they realize that they need to, like this. I'll bet he got a lot of calls from a bunch of Republican senators and a bunch of Republican reps who were like, are you, you can't do this.
Does his base like this?
I don't think so. Like, wait, you know, the most, just the most,
his base,
the subhuman knuckle draggers that are
a lot of them voted for him.
The obvious racist scumbags. Yes. But that's, you know, 10% or whatever. I mean, that's a small number.
Right.
That are that virulently, blatantly racist and scummy that they would say, well, wait a second. Even they're like, I think there's vestigial, tiny little senses of decency in some of these Republicans left.
Where?
The voters.
And, somewhere in their lower GI tract.
And I think they realize that, well, wait a second. These people are here on student visas and we're going to kick them out?
Fuck them. They're taking my job.
Right. And physically deport them? I mean,
they're
first
taking
of all,
my job. I'm going to be an engineer or a doctor.
First of all, that's going to cost us more money.
To deport them?
Yeah. They don't pay for it.
Oh, yeah?
They don't run their visa to pay for their own deportations.
I don't like living in a country that does any of this. I want to live in a country that takes people in, that protects people. Honestly, I like that. Don't we like that? Don't we want to be a good guy, a good person, not a good guy, a good person?
I want to take in all of the Swedes.
Yeah.
And some of the Germans. I don't like Angela Merkel.
This is why I really think, I don't know, man. You just... This country is just suffering from racism, you know, and like we gave the racists such a voice with Donald Trump, and it's so fucking insane, you know. We just need to turn it around somehow. Something
this
really.
Hair, I need a haircut. There's hair in the way. I'm getting close to grabbing the clippers and just going.
I'll do it.
Looking like a prison camp victim.
Yeah, we got clippers right with
the
guard.
That's what I look like if I shave my head.
Yeah.
I look like the guy from REM.
I was thinking about doing a mohawk because who gives a fuck? I mean, I'm just walking around here.
I look like Shelby when she's mad.
Oh, yeah. God, I know.
She gets a butt mohawk. It's like the hair on the back.
But sometimes it's because she sees a branch that's oddly shaped.
She's a little high strung.
Yeah. I mean, she's a puppy, you know. Powerful.
Yeah. You're in some change now.
Yes. Happy birthday, dog.
So that's the story. Good news?
Ooh,
question mark.
Yeah.
Something horrific that the Trump administration and the Republican—well, not even most of the Republicans, but Trump wanted to do.
Yes,
has been blocked.
Oh shit! Well, geez. But you know, it's
give him time.
He's putting it out there. You know,
It's
making it more real.
They've said a lot of this shit is he just sees what he can get away with. He floats shit out there and sees what, you know, how it's going to go. And
because he
and the Republicans are busy or they can't, I don't know, they don't know what to do. They're desperate because they know that his disgusting base will desert them.
Yeah. And the thing that the Republicans have is they don't have any shame or any morals, and they will say and do whatever, even if they know it's not possible. They will say there was massive voter or real. They will say there is massive voter fraud. They will say we shouldn't have mail-in voting because the potential for, you know, voter fraud is high. They will say all this stuff is bullshit. But they don't care. Yeah, they don't give a shit. The Democrats are just stuck saying the same fucking thing over and over again. You're lying. And they're right. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You know? The Republicans are fucking evil. And my fear is that we'll get rid of Trump and the Republicans will do this bullshit, you know, thing where they'll say, well, you know, that this Trump was an anomaly. He's not the Republican Party. We're the party of Reagan and Bush and all this other shit.
It's not going to work.
God, I hope not. I hope not.
Well, hopefully the way it's going, it looks like a lot of them are going to be gone.
That's true.
The Drudge Report, the headlines over to the Drudge.
Yay.
Picture of Governor Cuomo of New York.
Cuomo.
Who it says, Fortress New York.
Yeah.
22 states quarantine watch, sweeping restrictions on travel.
Well, geez, I wonder why. You work your ass off to get your coronavirus numbers down. The last thing you want to do is let in a tour bus from Florida.
The headline. Okay, I'm sorry. I sounded a little distracted, got a weird error message here. And okay. I was just checking to make sure that we are broadcasting.
You are reading the headlines.
And we are broadcasting.
And talking to our server and punching buttons on this fucking shit all at the same time.
And trying to listen to the show on my phone.
That's really amazing.
One headphone in one ear.
Yeah.
And the show headphone in the other.
And the dog's bothering you, too. It's funny.
22 states now on tri-state quarantine list as Cuomo ups the ante with a new emergency order. Four more states were added to the tri-states quarantine restricted list.
Not us.
New Mexico. We were a long time. We were one of the first ones on it.
God damn it.
New Mexico, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ohio have come off.
Yes.
No longer meeting the criteria to be considered viral hotspots.
Yes. Are we still that? We're a viral hotspot, right?
The 22, the restricted states include Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina. Listen to this. I'm gonna pause for a fucking second.
Yes.
Alabama.
Holy shit.
Red as fuck. Yes. Arkansas, red as fuck. Arizona, red as fuck. California.
Red as fuck.
The one, now, well, except.
Not red as fuck.
Right. Florida, red as fuck. Georgia,
red
Iowa,
as fuck.
Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Nevada is purpley. Oklahoma, South fucking Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah.
Oh my God. Mom, stay in the house. Don't go outside.
So all fucking Republican states are now on the quarantine list from New York. You can't go to New York. They're not going to let you in.
You know, I, you can't blame New York, though.
Or if you go, you have to be you have to isolate yourself for 14 days.
Where do I do that? I don't know. A cage somewhere? I don't blame Cuomo. Because if you look at the science, I mean... Never mind. I'm about to say something obvious. I mean, New York's going to do all the work they can to get rid of this virus, and you're just going to let some fuckheads from Mississippi roll in and just start coughing all over the fucking place. What's the point?
Well, yeah, they're averaging under 2% positive rates now.
So what? What are we at then?
And they're and a lot of the state is at reopening phase 3, and others are at phase 4, where it's even better.
Wait. 2% positive rate? So 2%?
Under. They're averaging under 2% for the whole state, yeah.
But
in New York.
But wait. Arizona is like 28.
20-something percent.
28% or something like that.
Yeah.
How is there that much of a difference? I mean, that's not the same place then. How is that in the same country?
Well, it's kind of not.
Do we not have a federal strategy? Oh, that's right. We don't. We're fucked. That's right. We're fucked.
Cuomo said today, I cannot be more clear. Look at what's happening in the rest of the country. If we are not smart, if we don't wear masks and socially distance, cases will spike. No one wants to go back to the hell we experienced 3 months ago. So please stay vigilant. Ha 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 ha. Meanwhile, Ronda Racist.
Yes.
Did you see he's all butthurt about how people are mad at him?
He's upset.
And the heckler.
Yeah.
Yesterday and everything.
Right.
He's all butthurt.
Hey, Ron, I'm just wondering. Does he have any other expression other than like, you know what I mean?
Resting dumb fuck face?
Yeah, I like to say resting date rape
face. I don't
face.
Think so.
I mean, he looks so stupid, dude. I mean, he is, and there's a lot of bad governors out there, right? There's Kay Ivey. Who's the guy in charge of Mississippi, that dickhead?
Taint.
Captain Taint over there in Mississippi.
Some white fuck.
Whoever the white fuck is that runs Oklahoma, he sucks, right?
Oh, hard.
He sucks. He sucks hard. I mean, so... But Ron's the worst.
Arizona's trying real hard. Deucey.
Yeah.
Arizona's working real hard to try to beat us with the... fuckery and dead people.
And you know, my friends in Cali, I see on Facebook complaining about
California?
Newsom.
Yes. Not Cali and
oh yeah.
Down in Mexico. Yes.
Caliente. Quit complaining about your fucking governor, okay? Just quit. I know you guys want to go back to the gym and lift fucking weights, and I don't know, but don't complain about Newsom, because it could be worse, you fuckheads. Right?
So Fortress New York was the headline there.
Would you trade Governor? Would you trade DeSantis for Newsom?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Also at the Drudge.
Yay!
Let's look at the COVID headlines up at the top. Virus rules tighten worldwide, so the world is clenching again.
Yes.
Oh, look at the second headline. Miami COVID capital.
Oh, shit.
Woohoo!
Damn! Is Disney World still open?
Yeah. Florida Governor DeSantis heckled. We played that clip yesterday.
Yes.
State posts record 132 daily deaths here in Florida.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
Another sign that the virus's resurgence across the Sun Belt is starting to have severe consequences.
I'm sure looking forward to school starting in August.
Fatalities rose 3.1%, according to today's report, which includes yesterday's data.
Yes.
On a rolling 7-day basis, Florida has reported 568 new fatalities, also a record.
Damn! Jeez!
A new rate of people testing positive for the first time climbed to 15% from 11.5% on Sunday.
Holy shit. That means...
So he's focusing on the positivity rate instead of the overall cases. He told reporters he thought the rate had stabilized after several days below 13, and now it's going up. He's like, look at the positive rate. It's going down. And now it's turned around and going back up. So what is he going to say now?
Yeah. But that's still not good, because what should the positivity rate be at to open?
Under 2, I thought, were the CDC guidelines.
Okay. Well, then we're way off still. I mean, even if it stabilizes, how is that good? Jeez.
So there you go.
You know, it's you know, Ron, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, the podcasting app, Spotify, you got to ask yourself, don't you think you could do better? Wouldn't you want to do better than like 12, you know, having the 15% positivity rate? Don't you want to at least be in the neighborhood of two? Wouldn't you want to do something?
The airport's passengers must fill out health forms or face a $2,000 fine in New York.
Shit. What's a health form?
Enforcement teams will be stopping travelers at the gate. When I went to my periodontist yesterday, I had to answer like 10 different questions.
What are they, like what?
Do you have a fever? Do you have you had a cough or, yeah, or felt ill in the past few days or headaches? Have you been around anyone that you know was tested positive? All kinds of shit like that.
You know, but you know, a lot of that stuff, they're relying on you to be honest. Do you have a fever?
Well, no. They did take my temperature.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Hmm.
With a gun with those little.
Yeah,
little...
yeah. With the gun they shoot at your forehead.
Did it hurt?
It's a laser. not a Star Wars laser.
Ah, shit.
Oh, look, refrigerated trucks requested for Arizona and Texas.
Yay!
As morgues are reaching capacity.
Damn.
God bless Republican America.
Thank you, Republicans. Thank you, GOP. Good job. I mean, before Trump, I mean, you know, you could go out and do stuff. You could travel to other countries.
Not now, but you could before, right? Yeah.
Hmm.
We're only allowed in a few countries now.
Yeah.
Because
what's wrong with those countries?
Making America great again.
What countries can we go to? Greenland? Because we bought it, right?
Probably Russia. Probably Philippines. Duterte. Who are the Turkey? Who does he jerk off to? What strongmen?
Oh,
all
yes.
Those guys.
Ivanka.
The Atlanta, Los Angeles, and San Diego have said they will be keeping schools closed. Won't be opening here in the fall. Meanwhile,
yes.
Trump loves him some Israel. Well, the theory of Israel, at least.
Right.
And now the headline here, the Daily Beast, Israel data shows school openings were a disaster that wiped out all of the gains they made during their lockouts. They were, actually pretty good for a while about locking everyone down,
yeah,
and all that shit. But, Bibi Netanyahu's right-wing dickbag nut jobs got their way, and they're opening up again because freedom and money,
you know.
And now it says of the 1,400 Israelis diagnosed with the COVID last month, 47% were infected with schools. Now 2,026 students, teachers, and staff have it. 28,147 are being quarantined.
You know, I don't know why we think we can open schools safely. I really don't know. Someone please send me some science on why it's a good idea to open a school. Because what happens if you're working, you can't, you know, your kid's sick, you can't get off work, and you just drop your kid off at school and you just don't say anything. Or you lie. Say, my kid's fine. And the kid goes in and infects people. You know, I mean, because we're not set up for this. We're just not set up. We need a UBI and we need people to stay the fuck home. I don't, you know.
The Hawaii is delaying reopening to tourists.
God, no shit, right?
Who is
being a tourist right now? Who is touring?
Who's going to Disneyland? You saw the crowds at Disneyland, the line, all those white waddlers.
Disney World.
It's
gross. And you told me, God, you told me that someone was live streaming from Disney World and they were sick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Like some idiots were talking about how they had been sick for a couple of days, like coughing and stuff like that.
And it showed it like, let me go to the park. God.
This headline is what we've been talking about for a while. Anti-maskers are putting shops and businesses on edge. So, you know, these poor, low-wage employees working at these shops and restaurants and coffee shops,
yeah,
and all this shit. These Trumpist scum.
Right.
Who are anti-maskers are getting nasty and violent and putting everybody on edge.
Because those guys, just think about like the nature of who they are and what they're doing. We all know we should wear a mask to protect other people. They're all like that guy. You know that guy, the I feel threatened guy?
Dan Bongino, who can't hear well because of Trump's little dick banging into his ear, is saying he's on Fox. He's got a Fox show. Yes. He's like, I'm not wearing a mask. You're not going to make me wear a mask. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, Hannity is doing PSAs now for wearing masks and Ducey.
Are they,
mask up, everybody. We don't want to kill off all of our old people that watch our shows.
Oh, my God. But you're right, man. Like, if you work at Circle K or any, I don't know, Walgreens or something, and some dickhead shows up without a mask, you're supposed to be the guy that says, hey, leave and go back and put a mask on, then you can come in.
Right.
And to the people without a mask, that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah. Bloomberg.
Yes.
Is the story.
Right.
Wait, I closed it. I lied. This is LMT online.
Right.
This is from Laredo, Texas. 106 degrees right now in Laredo.
Oh my God. I thought this summer weather was supposed to fucking kill some of this COVID or make it go away.
Lily Domtu had resolved to permanently shutter her Ethiopian coffee shop after a maskless man spat at her feet and hurled chicken and rice at her window when she asked him to cover his face.
An Ethiopian coffee shop?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome. I like Ethiopian coffee. From Starbucks, the Ethiopia blend or something.
But she decided on Saturday, 6 days after the incident, at the Abyssinia Market and Coffee House. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
She flipped her door open to open and stood armed with a mask, a face shield, and three neighborhood friends. So she's got protection. She has to have protection from anti-mask idiots.
And I don't know if it's necessary to point out the irony in this. Her wearing a mask is actually protecting those idiots.
Yes.
That sucks. This is just, how horrific, man.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, you know, kudos for this person for bringing that awesome business to some fucking place like Laredo, Texas. No offense if anybody from Laredo's listening. But how awesome, right? You're lucky enough, right? If you live in that area, there's an Ethiopian coffee shop there. That sounds fucking awesome.
Well, the border towns are tend to be more woke because there's a lot of Mexican people.
Right.
That go and come across the border, come and go, and they come and go across the border because it's right there and they do business and their kids go to some Mexican kids go to school in the United States. And all kinds of shit like that.
Well, not anymore, right? I mean, Mexico doesn't want to come here. Well, if you're in Mexico, do you want to come to Texas?
No.
Get sick and fucking die?
Mission accomplished, Trump.
Yeah, really. You
turned us into the country of death, so nobody wants to come.
We got a viral wall. It's a MAGA death cult.
Her experience part of the coronavirus culture war over face coverings, which the rest of the world does not understand.
Yeah, that we won't wear masks.
The other countries are like, what is wrong with these people?
Okay. Other countries, listen to me. This is our problem. We have this toxic masculinity, right? It's your freedom. Is there something that about a mask that threatens a dude's masculinity? Like it's a sign of weakness?
These guys, anything threatens their fragile little tiny testicled masculinity. Anything. Which is why we're in this situation.
You know, I saw, you know, if you look and you see any of these healthcare workers, you know, at a place where there's lots of coronavirus, I don't know how that makes you not want to wear a mask. Because number one, you don't want to end up there. And you should wear a mask for the sake of those people that work at hospitals.
148 new cases in our county today.
Damn!
And we're down to 4 available ICU beds.
Who wants them? Shit. I mean, fuck, you know.
167 currently hospitalized.
Okay.
In our county for COVID.
I mean, you know, Maddow made this point a while back. She said, to find some stories about coronavirus, you just got to watch the local news, you know, for outbreaks and stuff. Like, I just feel like we're living in a place where we're at, there's so much of this, but we're trying to hide it.
12.8% positive rate here in our county.
Yeah. Okay. We're still better than Miami, right?
According to the Department of Health, Escambia County does not meet the criteria for the next phase of reopening.
Thank you. Jeez. We never did. That right. First reopening, we didn't, but we just did it because why? Because we wanted to save the economy.
Freedom, because, yeah.
All the business people here.
Own the libs.
Yeah. The old money in Pensacola, they didn't want to lose. They don't want the economy. There's just nothing to do. You got a horrible pandemic. A pile of dead people because you stayed open too long. It's not going to be good for the economy.
And that's what there was an economist on telly recently who said the best way that we're going to get our economy back is to shut down this virus, is to shut everything down, wear masks,
yes,
and then reopen parts of the country where it's going to be you'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
And then you can put out the little flare-ups. But you're not here in Florida. Fuck it.
And the problem is, like, we have so much coronavirus here. Who knows when? I mean, we're not really closed, so I don't mean reopen. But let's say we shut down, right? And the numbers go down. And eventually, at some point, we reopen. It's going to be tough for people to go out there and have confidence and believe that it's safe. It's going to be... You know what I mean? More so than if we had just stayed locked down.
Right.
Because why would you believe your government? Like, what's up? You just saw something crazy on the computer.
Justice Ginsburg had an infection, was put in the hospital.
God. Motherfucker. Jeez.
6 months. Six months, Ruth.
God.
6 months.
You know what? Can we block it? Can the Democrats block it?
She had a bile duct stent and will stay in the hospital for a few days. Fuck. She's resting comfortably. Will be receiving intravenous antibiotic treatment.
Shit. You know.
Well, I'm sure Mitch McConnell will say, well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, so we're going to hold off approving anybody. They're going to ram it through. Some lunatic, if anything happens to her.
That's this country, man. This fucking country. We just got, I don't know what happened to us. We had Obama, and then this Trump rolls in to the election. And he says horrendous thing after horrendous thing. He made fun of that guy with a disability on TV. He said he's made fun of John McCain getting captured in Vietnam. He just said all this horrific shit. He even said that he wants to get rid of abortion. And he would arrest doctors performing abortions. I mean, he said all kinds of crazy fucking shit.
Yeah.
But we didn't take him seriously. And the Bernie bros didn't take him seriously. Shame on them. Fuck them.
Also, let's see.
Good God, man.
Hong Kong is adopting their strictest ever virus measures. Qantas is canceling all international flights until next year.
Damn.
It's Australia.
Hello.
Look, federal stockpile thin.
For PPE? Or just.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know, we knew all this. I mean, why wouldn't Trump use, it's the Marshall Act, right, to make companies produce masks?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Why aren't we doing that?
Because his golf buddies that own those companies don't want to be forced to stop making money and start making masks.
You know, the N95 mask, what makes that so super duper spectacular? The material or the way?
Yeah, well, it's got a, they have a little vent in them too, and they have little filters in them so that it makes sure that your exhalation and inhalation are going out through the little filters and stuff. And
so we're talking about material and a filter, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
and then something to put it around your face so it stays on a band, right?
Yeah.
Why can't we make
that? More expensive, though.
But why can't we make that? I mean, surely we can make that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we make McLarens, right?
I don't know where McLarens are made, actually.
It's not American. I'm just saying we make things that are more complicated than an N95 mask.
Oh, sure.
We can't even help ourselves. That's how fucked this country is. Everything's politicized. Masks. Masks are politicized.
Oh, it's in Surrey.
England?
Yeah.
Right.
McLaren, Woking, Surrey. Woking, W-O-K-I-N-G, in Surrey, Woking. United Kingdom. Is where McLaren is from.
Well, somebody their should
headquarters.
Start. Why don't, maybe I'll do that as a side gig. Oh, I don't, where do I get the material for the N95? I get a shit ton of that material. I get some of those fucking filters and, you know, some elastic for the fucking, there you go. Bam.
Ghislaine Maxwell, no bail.
Oh, shit. Damn.
And she's going to be stuck in jail for quite a while.
Right.
I think they're not scheduling her trial until sometime next year.
Well, they better keep the tinfoil away from her cell.
They denied bail. Federal judge denied bail for her today. The British socialite accused of facilitating the sexual abuse of young girls in the mid-90s by her former boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
The now dead investor, it says.
Oh, shit.
She will remain in jail pending trial. She's pleaded not guilty at her bail hearing.
Right.
Where her lawyer was asking for a release on $5 million bond.
Right.
But the judge said that Maxwell appears to pose a substantial risk of flight.
Of course. I mean, right. When they went and arrested her, right, they found her trying to hide in her house, and she had her cell phone wrapped in tin foil. Because yeah. That supposedly makes it, the government can't track you.
Right.
Why don't you just wrap your whole body in tin foil and hide? Nobody could find you, right?
Well, she was here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
In the States. She never left. They thought that she had skipped off to Europe and they couldn't find her.
Yeah.
She was hiding here this whole time.
Shit, man.
In plain sight.
Yeah.
Bad
move, Ghislaine.
The federal government may not have the capacity to supply medical professionals with PPE. There you go.
God,
that
you
was
know,
the
man.
Last headline. I'm skipping back and forth, but I just saw the that breaking news that Ghislaine was not given bail.
Jeez. You got to wear your mask. You got to stay inside when you can, and you got to avoid lots of people because these goddamn healthcare workers don't have the shit they need to protect themselves when they're treating COVID patients. And that's not right.
Well, here we go.
God.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay.
Holy shit, 48 minutes gone already.
No shit.
All COVID all the time is our show, it seems.
Right. And we also talked about some Netflix shows, too, earlier.
Oh, we did. If you ever need life coaching.
Oh, good.
MAGA life coach, Brendan Dilley. Fuck him. Fuck him. I don't care. Fuck him.
This guy's a fatalist.
I don't know where this comes from, but this is from Right Wing Watch. Here's a little random Dilley.
I knew my teachers were fucking retarded from the time I was about first, second grade. No, I take that back. Kindergarten. My kindergarten teacher hated my guts. You guys want to know what Dilley's first words to his kindergarten teacher were? It's a true story. My kindergarten teacher held me back. Not because I could read by the time I was four, by the way. I literally read fucking tons of different books by the time I was four. I was already reading self-development. Okay. Read Lee Iacocca's autobiography when I was 4 years old. And that's a true story. I still remember what was in the book. But I go to school. First day of school. Dilley knows. I walk in. Big, gargantuan fucking woman. Huge kindergarten teacher, okay? Not what they looked like on Sesame Street. Not the token blonde. I'm a kindergarten kid, all right? I'm like, I'm expecting vibrancy. I'm expecting life. I'm expecting somebody who's going to teach me and show me the ways and fucking help me grow. Ah, no, you know what I walked into? I walked into the biggest, fattest fucking teacher I've ever seen in my life. What were Dilly's first words? I started crying.
Fuck you.
God.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Jeez.
Ever seen in my life. What were Dilly's first words? I started crying. As she tried to shake my hand, my mom was holding my other hand. Started crying. You know what I said? I said, oh, what a fat teacher. And she hated my guts. The rest of the school year, she made my life hell as a kindergartner. She held me back because she said I was too short to go into first grade. Didn't matter that I could run circles around every child in my fucking class. I was too short, and she was afraid I'd get picked on, which I've never been picked on in my entire fucking life.
God, listen. That's not true. You don't listen to our show. Dickhead.
Jesus, guys.
The delusions of these Trump scum.
I mean, he's turned himself into a mythological...
Right.
He has super speed.
And he's done so well, he's broadcasting on from his basement on a cell phone.
Yes. And the reason he was held back is because he called his teacher fat, I'm sure.
Right. Not because he was a fucking little cunt.
Yeah.
Which I'm willing to bet is more the case.
Absolutely.
Like Trump punched a teacher. Yes. And Trump had to be thrown in military school.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was such a little twat.
These aren't the best people, you know?
God, the delusion.
Really? I was so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to remember, what if your kindergarten teacher's listening right now, Dilly? Don't you feel bad for fat shaming her? No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Right.
Fucking. God, what an asshole.
Yeah, I was three. I was translating Euclid in the original Greek.
Yeah.
You know what?
Fuck you. He read Lee Iacocca's book.
Oh, it's what a lie.
But so what, Dilly?
What four-year-old is going to read Lee Iacocca's book?
Yeah, and it's not Ernest Hemingway, no offense. You're not reading Henry fucking Miller, dude. Lee Iacocca's book. Why did your... What? I don't know.
They're delusional.
I don't know.
The mediocre, these mediocre dudes that think they are gods is the problem with this country.
Right. He's a life coach.
Short to go into first grade. Didn't matter that I could run circles around every child in my fucking class. I was too short, and she was afraid I'd get picked on, which I've never been picked on in my entire fucking life. The truth is, I had fat shamed a teacher on the first day of school at age 5.
You said 4.
You know what? I'm the same guy. I stand by that statement. I didn't want a fat teacher then. I don't want a fat teacher now.
There you go.
What kind of life
coach? That's how woke Brendan Dilley is.
You know what? I heard my life coach say on a podcast that he's the same guy he was in kindergarten. That's disturbing, isn't it?
I've never seen him except from the moobs up on his show, but
yes.
He don't look like any ballerina himself.
Yes. Well, I think he's an asshole. I mean, the whole, you're telling me he spent time to, his whole story was like, I want to bring up my grievance. My grievance from kindergarten. Why I was held back by this fat ass teacher because I was too short.
Even though he was far superior to any other child there.
You know, this makes a lot of sense. When you know, I'm about to say something that makes me want to jump out the one-story window we have here. I was listening to NPR, and I was listening to Fresh Air, and they had a thing on there where they were talking about how the alt-right and the evangelical right, how they overlap, and it's this grievance culture. Like, the evangelicals feel like Obama took something from them with marriage equality, and that's their grievance.
And leaving black all over the White House.
Yeah, and that's the grievance of the alt-right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Trump is able
and
to...
there's Venn diagram.
Oh, yeah, that's
there's
what I
mean.
A lot
of overlap, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's why this wacko, that's how he got elected. I mean, it's such a mess. It's just we have such a gross fucking culture right now.
For example?
Yes.
Let's say Tuesday? Yeah, I'm going to play this then. Not wait till Faithless Friday.
No, fuck.
You know, Daniel Boone. Do you recognize that name?
Oh shit! Yes, Pat.
He was a explorer.
Yeah.
Outdoorsman.
Oh yeah. He wore a coonskin cap and had a musket and.
On TV, right? We don't know
Daniel Boone.
What the real one was like.
And Davy Crockett are different people.
Yes.
Who's better?
I don't know.
Who's, you know?
I don't know. But I think there were some issues with Daniel Boone and killing Native Americans or something.
Oh,
or there's probs with Daniel Boone.
Now, he was around in the 1800s, I think. I went to school in Georgia, so I don't know anything.
1734 to 1820.
Oh, God, yes. Okay.
It's a long life for back then.
Well, he's a white guy that spent all of his time killing people.
So I don't know if there people are saying, you know, we shouldn't venerate Daniel Boone or whatever. But Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, God.
Here's Coach Dave defending Daniel Boone murdering American Indians.
Gosh.
This is right out Boonesboro, folks. Listen what it says. In honor of men of courage, faith, and vision, investors in a glorious dream of winning the wilderness for the white man.
This is a monument somewhere.
So is he saying this is a bad thing?
Did I mention it's Coach Dave?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, they weren't trying to win the wilderness for the white man. They were trying to win the wilderness for the advancement of the religion of the white man. Folks, do you understand? Do we understand this?
Yeah.
So he wants to let everybody know it's not racist.
Yes. Yes.
When they said win the wilderness for the white man.
For the white man's religion, the white man.
Nowhere does it say religion
on
this monument.
Well, that's white supremacy.
Of the white man. Folks, do you understand? Do we understand this? Do we understand this? This wasn't about killing Indians and getting buffalo and wasn't about any of that. It was about what we're taught in the scripture, the advancement of the kingdom of God.
No. It was the advancement of rich,
yes,
fucking, greedy, nasty colonizers.
Right. They wanted the land. They wanted the resources.
Right.
Did he just say, I'm sorry. Did he just say, quote unquote, engines?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Wasn't about any of that. It was about what we're taught in the scripture, the advancement of the kingdom of God. Daniel Boone, sorry to tell you this, Daniel Boone killed savages in the name of God and the advancement of the Christian faith.
That's why it's okay.
Let me translate.
Savages, by the way.
Let me translate. Daniel Boone was in on some genocide because he has some mental illness that makes him think there's someone up in the sky talking to him.
He didn't.
Yeah, he just wanted their shit.
Yes.
He wanted the land, and he fucking took it, and he killed a fuck ton of American Indians.
Right.
Not Indians, you fuck.
Savages.
Does Coach Dave, doesn't he do, like, a life coach thing, too? Doesn't he have something like
no,
that?
No, he's busy berating women at the Planned Parenthood.
That's
and stuff.
Nice. That's nice.
Between trips to Hillary's cul-de-sac to yell out the window.
What are they going to say at Coach Dave's funeral? How's he going to be eulogized? He was a great guy that had a podcast that preached hate.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, who the fuck's going to go?
Yeah, really.
Just his poor family.
Yeah, his dumb fucking kids.
He's got grandkids.
Oh, great. Yeah, you gotta figure at least somebody's woke in that family. Somebody's like, listen, I you know, I'd love to invite you over to my house for Thanksgiving, but there's this guy, you know, he's kind of famous. Maybe you heard him, Coach Dave. He says all this racist shit on his podcast. I mean, you know, and I'm just embarrassed to have friends around. You know, so do you think that exists, or are all his kids assholes?
Oh, I'm sure there's probably a rebel.
Yeah.
That's a decent human being that they all right. hate.
Rebel, but in not in the way they like rebel. Like, you know.
Yeah. God, what did Trump do something different today? Holy fucking shit, the president of the United States is a raving lunatic. Rick Wilson just tweeted, Trump is not well. What did we miss?
Is this his thing where he said Obama and Biden stopped testing?
Well, that was yesterday. This is all within the past few minutes people are tweeting.
You really got to follow the news to keep up with what's happening. You know? If you go away and take a shower or take time to do something that's not watching the news, shit just piles up.
Oh, he's got a press conference in the Rose Garden.
Okay. And he said something there, or it's coming up.
Yamiche Alcindor, I think it's happened or is happening.
Oh God!
Awesome journalist Yamiche Alcindor tweeted: "This is an official White House event in the Rose Garden, but President Trump has spent much of his remarks here lashing out at former VP Joe Biden and other Democrats."
Damn! Right, he's campaigning. Can you imagine? The man is campaigning in the middle of this pandemic and we don't have masks.
MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell's senior producer tweeted, "The president is using the Rose Garden to campaign against Joe Biden."
Oh, shit. That's Lawrence O'Donnell's producer?
Yes.
He said, damn, boy. Yay, listen. Kudos to you, dude. I know you have a hard job. I bet Lawrence O'Donnell can be a dick.
And I guess it's like 100 degrees in D.C.
Jeez. Yamiche Alcindor, didn't Trump yell at her or something at a press conference?
Yeah. Well, she's a woman and she's black right. and she dares to question him. Tom Nichols tweeted, "I'm sure more press conferences like this from the Rose Garden will totally convince people that Biden's cognitive abilities are the problem."
God,
this is bullshit. If he's calling, these are campaign rallies. The press needs to say we're not going to show up.
Yeah, we want
let OAN let what's her face Rihanna.
Oh God,
fuckface. Let her show up.
Because they're not there. You know, you don't want to be the president's mouthpiece.
Right. Jeez. Oh my God. He told CBS reporter.
"Let's talk about George Floyd. You said George Floyd's death was a terrible thing.
Terrible.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people.
No.
So are white people. What a terrible question to ask.
So are white people dying at the hands of police.
You know,
meanwhile, he's like covered in sweat.
God.
He doesn't look good.
No. But so are white people.
Mm-hmm.
That is... that.
So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
Jesus. He's just a fucking straight up racist. He's not even hiding it. So are white people. My God.
A lot of tweets about like this. Why the hell are taxpayers paying for Trump to hold a campaign rally in the Rose Garden in our White House?
Yeah. But wait. Okay. Yes. But what he said, the so are white people, then he's copping to the fact that our police are murdering people.
That's why I said that. Yeah.
But he supports the police.
Right.
Nothing is making sense from this guy. I mean, not that that's news.
Now the Democrat Party is calling for defunding of our military. Think of that.
No.
Nobody has said that.
Right.
0.0. Find one.
And I think, by the way, we could do with less of a defense budget and more money spent on, you know, infrastructure and shit like that.
Now the Democrat Party is calling for defunding of our military. Think of that. Defunding. They want to defund our military when China is building a massive military. They're building a massive military, and Biden wants to defund our military.
He's just getting up there and lying. What?
Yeah.
This is a press conference?
You know, man, I see these anti-Biden people, these nutballs that equate Biden with Trump. They will actually say on Facebook, Biden has Alzheimer's. They'll say that.
Oh, great.
And that, you know, it's not true. It's just not true.
And again, he said, think of this. If we didn't do testing, instead of testing over 40 million people, if we did half the testing, we'd have half the cases. If we did another, you cut that in half, you'd have yet again half of that. Oh, my God.
I'm a sheep. Oh, I'm a sheep. Okay, we're the sheep. God, this is crazy.
It says this one reporter tweeted, this has gone from a barely veiled campaign speech from the Rose Garden to an explicit one.
You know, it's devastating.
With Trump attacking Biden by name.
Yeah. It's devastating, really, because what I'm hearing is our president doesn't give a shit about this pandemic, has no plans on how we're going to resolve it or even fight it, and we don't have any masks. And he's not even talking about that. He's not even talking about it.
Trump has an embarrassing meltdown with incoherent Rose Garden rant. Another headline.
Is that what we just heard, or is it worse? Does it get worse or something?
It's, you know, well, here's a different part.
In contrast, Joe Biden's entire career has been a gift to the Chinese Communist Party and to the...
He's reading, by the way. So good, this God. this is a prepared rally speech that the reporters need to stand up and leave.
Yeah, they should. Why are
or
you
just
there?
Not go. Yeah.
Why are you there?
They need to stop giving this fuck a platform.
You're right.
In contrast, Joe Biden's entire career has been a gift to the Chinese Communist Party and to the calamity of errors that they've made. They made so many errors, and it's been devastating for the American worker. China has taken out hundreds of billions of dollars a year from our country, and we rebuilt China. I give them all the credit in the world. I don't give the credit for the people that used to stand here because they allowed this to happen, where hundreds of billions of dollars were taken out of the United States Treasury.
No, your people outsourced shit to China.
Yeah.
And your people started importing cheap shit from China so that they could save money and not have to hire workers to build shit here.
God, if you believe Donald Trump, then go fuck yourself. I'm sorry, you're a fucking moron.
There hundreds of billions of dollars worth.
Jeez, he is bananas, man.
Taken out of the United States Treasury in order to rebuild China.
What is he talking about?
China. I don't know. He's just saying things. You know, he's just saying nouns. Throwing a verb every now and then, and, you know, he's probably got, you know, he's probably maxed out on the Adderall. Or he's, you know, he's doped up, man. He's fucked up. This guy sounds fucked up.
This says, this person says, Trump sounds heavily medicated.
Yeah.
His right eye nearly shut in a Rose Garden rant. He attacks Biden and says cutting tests will reduce cases. His voice is noticeably weaker recently. His denial of COVID-19 mirrors his denial of his own dementia. He's showing the world how unhealthy he is.
Well, good. I mean, I don't.
So Joe Biden and President Obama freely allowed China to pillage our factories, plunder our communities, and steal our most precious secrets.
All right, we're going to continue to monitor the president.
And there's Wolf. There's Wolf saying, fuck it, we're not going to listen to this.
Yeah, yeah, good, Wolf. I mean, you know, that we have a problem in this country. If we're so partisan that the Republicans, you can't look at that and say, he is bad for our existence. I mean, don't you believe this guy is an existential threat?
Of course, I mean, he has been for 3.5 years.
I mean, God, we should, this whole country, we should be all hands on deck. Let's get rid of this guy so we have a country for our children, you know? I mean, we're this, running, you don't even have any place, we don't have a place to put the bodies from this COVID.
Axios reporter tweeted, in a preview of the next 4 months, Donald Trump calls a news conference on China policy from the White House Rose Garden, then with live network coverage turns it into a campaign event bashing Biden and his son and talking about the wall and illegal aliens. So more stations like CNN need to cut away from him like that.
Why?
Don't give him that platform.
Why is he doing that? Because he's fucked up? Does he mean to do that? Or
he knows he's got it. He knows that's the way he's going to get free advertising.
Yeah.
Says, I'm going to have a China. We're going to talk about China policy.
And also, what else is he going to talk about, I guess? He doesn't read his briefs. Do you think he knows anything about... He just knows China's bad. You know, fuck Obama. I'm racist. Blah, blah, blah. That's what he knows. I like Ivanka. I hate this guy.
This person tweeted a big drawback for Trump. This is, who is this? CNBC.
Yes.
A big drawback for Trump of reading a campaign attack speech like this one off notes in the Rose Garden is that without the crowds and energy and teleprompters of rallies, Trump's attack lines fall flat.
God, for a second there, I forgot you said he was reading this. This is insane.
He's going off, as he does, but.
But still, it's reading insane, a lot of these notes that someone, Stephen Miller, must have prepared this shit, I guess.
Oh, God.
Don't you miss Obama? Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God.
I tell you what, I happen to know some United States senators, one who is on the other side, who's pretty aggressive. I've seen that person in very bad situations. Okay? I've seen that person in very, very bad situations. Somewhat compromised.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Trump says he's talking about a Democrat, but he knows, and I know he was talking about a particular Republican senator. Oh, I don't know.
God, he's just rambling, man. I mean, this guy, I mean, we should all be so... we should all have... be so concerned about this Mueller report, you know, because we know he is in contact with Russia. Russia is getting things from us, you know, and it's this guy's dealing with Putin.
Oh, here he goes after Cuomo.
Crazy.
Our senior citizens, we could have used it for other people. They could have used it instead of sending our seniors back into nursing homes that were infected, where you lost thousands of people. Thousands of people in New York died because of poor management by the governor. And it's a very sad thing to see and very sad to watch and very sad to look at those statistics. But we have an incredible Javits Center that we built with thousands of beds. I think it was 2,800 all ready to go. And they could have sent people there, or they could have sent senior citizens there instead of sending them into the nursing homes. And after all of that work and getting it done, the Army Corps of Engineers, I mean, the job they did was incredible. They built it in a matter of days. When it was all completed, FEMA, everybody was there, doctors. We ended up getting doctors. They said, we can't man.
It looks like he hasn't hit the just for men in a little while, too. He's looking a little gray.
Oh, yeah. What's he getting at? The point is they built the Javits Center and Cuomo didn't utilize it properly or something?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. And he's bitching. He's like, I did all this shit for Cuomo. He should be sucking my dick. Is that his point?
Trump has an embarrassing meltdown with incoherent Rose Garden rant. I'm just looking at all these different headlines.
What a nightmare.
The Biden camp has already fact-checked him.
Okay.
Donald Trump is busy trying to rewrite his miserable history as president of caving to President Xi and the Chinese government at every turn, but try as he may, Trump can't hide from a record of weakness and bad deals that consistently put China first and America last.
Didn't he compliment Xi on his concentration camps or something like that?
He said, go ahead.
Go ahead. Do it.
Most damning, Trump failed to get tough on China's government when it mattered most as COVID-19 emerged and spread. Instead of insisting China's leaders provide information and access to international experts, Trump praised its government's non-existent cooperation and transparency, and mindlessly echoed the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda efforts to downplay the virus. Remember, early on, he was like, China's doing a great job. They're doing a great job.
I mean, listen, we had the worst pandemic ever. We're in the middle of it right now. And a good president would have risen to the challenge, would have done something, at least tried. The man didn't even fucking try.
At every step of the way, Trump has failed. This is the Biden release. Yes. At every step of the way, Trump has failed America. He failed our values when he endorsed the Chinese government's repression of basic human rights and crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong. He failed our workers with a bad trade deal. And he failed the American people when he refused to hold the Chinese government accountable for their misleading and incompetent response to COVID-19.
Listen, you know, I see on the Book of Face that there are some, I don't know what they are, independents maybe now, whacked out Bernie bros that aren't going to vote for Biden, and they spend their time online bitching about him, saying he's senile and all this other shit. You really need to think about what you're doing and what you're putting your energies into. This guy, Trump, needs to not be president. And right. If you don't think Joe Biden is better than Trump, you're out of your fucking mind.
Rick Wilson, it's got a bunch of good tweets.
I mean, really, if these Bernie bros, if they like what Bernie stands for, wouldn't they think that it would be easier to get there with Biden than another 4 years of Trump?
Well, no, they're pretending that they're like I said before, they're wrapping themselves in their shawls of sanctimony and saying that they've got principles and they can't.
But listen, if they had a plan, I would feel differently. If they had a plan, said we're going to write in whoever Trump's going to win. If they had a plan to remove Trump from office and to install who they wanted, that would be different. It would be crazy, but at least it would be different. But this is a dumb plan. To you know, not only do you're not going to vote for Biden, you're going to, you know, say he has Alzheimer's and lie, spread lies about him to get him not elected. That's crazy. That's not even a plan. And what, Trump just wins and we get 4 more years of this shit? This is nuts.
Here's a from the Lincoln Project.
Yay.
They said they retweeted this part of that CBS interview with Trump. Said, parents and teachers, do you find this comforting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Los Angeles School District is the latest and one of the largest in the country to say they're not going back to school in the fall.
Mistake.
What do you tell parents and teachers who feel that it's unsafe to go back?
I would tell parents and teachers that you should find yourself a new person, whoever's in charge of that decision, because it's a terrible decision.
What do you... You notice she's saying, what are you going to tell people?
No, I was just saying that those people, you're going to, I was agreeing with it. I was saying, you know, people are going to die from this, from going to school.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You should find yourself a new person, whoever's in charge of that decision, because it's a terrible decision. Because children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing. Mothers can't go to work because all of a sudden they have to stay home and watch their child, and fathers. What's happening? You know, there's a tremendous strain on that whole side of the equation.
So it's a balancing. It's a balancing act.
It is a balancing act, but that we have to open our schools. Well, I also say a decision like that is politics, because we're starting to do very well in the polls, because I'm for law and order. I'm for strong business. Our jobs are coming back at a record level like never. We've never seen anything like it. Record level. We're heading up. It's turning out to be the V, just like I built it once before, the strongest economy ever. I'm doing it again. And they don't want that to happen because they think...
Who's the they?
They is the Democrats.
Jeez. He sounds nuts.
But when she asked the question, what do you tell the parents about the safety of their children, the first thing he said is, you got to get rid of those Democrats who tell you to go back to school. That was,
yeah.
Oh, here's what you were talking about. Rick Wilson retweeted this and said, oh, indeed, a new White House backed ad campaign aims to encourage people who are unemployed or unhappy in their jobs and careers to go out and find something new.
I think Ivanker tweeted this. You know, find something new. Like what? I mean, like what,
our
dude?
Whole point.
You can't go anywhere.
This person said, in all seriousness, has even a single parent died from the trauma of being home with their kids during this pandemic? I've not seen a single report.
I mean, it's not ideal that we can't go out, but the solution is you can't be to just ignore the virus.
He tweeted, Rick Wilson tweeted, Grandpa got into the cooking sherry, and now he's telling stories about the dangerous Asians.
God, that is spot on. That's exactly what this is. Somebody's asshole, you know, relatives, drunk, blathering on about the Asians.
Then he tweeted, hashtag Trump is not well.
Right.
Which has been trending. Then he tweeted, the Lincoln Project, he retweeted them saying, President Trump's rambling Rose Garden rant. He says, it's like an old-timey country and western song.
Ooh, man. God, he doesn't sound like, he doesn't sound coherent. Sounds fucked up. Sounds like he's on like, do you think he's on like a Lortab kind of thing or opioids or something? Or
I guess.
Or Zanny or what the fuck?
Rick Wilson tweeted, American Carnage 2, Trumpian Boogaloo.
Oh, God.
Then he said, oh, man, pollster in a Republican Senate campaign texted him.
Yeah.
Rick Wilson. Fuck me. Seriously. Redacted, he said. Needed this like a hole in the head. That's the person who's the Republican senator they're trying to support.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He redacted the name.
Right.
So, but fuck. Somebody texted Rick Wilson. Fuck me. Seriously.
Jeez.
So there you go.
That's sobering.
Jesus, he's that 1:15 a.m. drunk in the bar who says, you know what? You're not going to believe this shit, but you know who runs the world, right? The lizard people.
Does he believe in QAnon, you think? You think Trump is into Q? Or
I mean, probably.
God. I don't know.
Somebody tweeted, fucking wow, how many GOPers just said fuck, that's the end of my campaign? And Rick Wilson said, it ain't zero.
the Republicans are gonna lose bigly in this next election, man. Aren't they? I mean, they're gonna suffer on the down ticket, right? People are gonna come out, they're not gonna vote for Trump, they're gonna vote for Biden. Maybe Matt Gaetz loses.
Oh, I'd be amazed at that.
Yeah.
It's become icky. Cartoonish.
Yeah, it's icky. It's icky that there are people that voted for this fucking guy.
Yeah, well, Dilly, there's his base right there.
But even, what does Dilly say to this though? Cause like, how in the fuck can you say this is three-dimensional chess? Like it's just not that. This does not sound like an evil genius. Trump is not Magneto.
Oh boy, here's another clip from the rambling Rose Garden rant.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in competition with China and with many other countries throughout the world. We're in tremendous economic competition, including Europe, which has never treated us well.
Meanwhile, their sound guy needs to work on that buzz. It's in the mic.
Throughout the world, we're in tremendous economic competition, including Europe, which has never treated us well. The European Union was formed in order to take advantage of the United States.
The European Union was formed because the United States was swinging its big dick around and bullying smaller countries economically. So they said, and China, by the way, and we're doing that. So the European Union said, hey, let's band together.
Right.
And so that we can have an equal playing field with these assholes.
Yeah.
That's what he doesn't like.
Right. Hasn't Europe done something good for us?
They're not bending over to the big American schlong anymore.
God, this guy is such a, he's such a fucking complainer.
this is true.
Yeah.
Listen to Fox News, listen to Geraldo. It says here, this person says, well, now we know Geraldo is on some of these tapes.
Oh, shit.
I'd move my trial date, not from a year from now. I'd move it very close to now. She's gonna be
let me just get Geraldo back in here. You said, don't confuse lurid press accounts with proof. That comes back to the law, Geraldo.
It's true. And, you know, just on the hiding aspect, Bill, you know, she was hiding from the Daily Mail. She was hiding from the New York Post. She was hiding from the National.
He's defending Ghislaine Maxwell, saying she wasn't hiding from the law. She was hiding from the evil media.
Damn. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody was on the Lolita Express. Yeah.
From the Daily Mail. She was hiding from the New York Post. She was hiding from the National Enquirer. She was one of the most sought after, with the exception maybe of Meghan Markle, the most sought after tabloid figure in the country. Everybody, every reporter that works for one of these tabloids, whether it's People or the National Enquirer, wanted Ghislaine Maxwell to get an interview, to show her in her $1 million hideaway in the woods in New Hampshire and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, these charges relate to offenses that happened 25 years ago.
Oh, it's okay then. Who cares?
Fucking,
she sold girls into sex slavery. You know, it was so 1990.
Damn, you're right. Geraldo is somewhere in
absolutely.
This. Yeah, and do you think this is his attempt to say, hey, Ghislaine, please don't put my name out there. I'm sticking up for you. Is that what this is?
They got tapes, though. These are these alleged tapes that Epstein had.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Because every room in his fuckhole was camered up.
Right. Damn, Geraldo.
And so forth. Now, remember, these charges relate to offenses that happened 25 years ago. In that 1994 to 1997. I mean, I think these are charges that are wobbly on their face. And for this judge to chicken out and not give this suspect or this defendant bail, I think is copping out to the mob.
Both of you, thanks.
Copping out to the mob.
Who's the mob? The press?
Yeah, and people like us who say, you know, maybe selling girls into sex slavery isn't cool.
Yeah, right? I mean, and they had an island. I'm sorry, it's newsworthy, and we should know about it. And Jeffrey Epstein just all of a sudden turned up dead in his cell. I mean, you know, it's worthy of reporting. I mean, Geraldo has a lot of nerve. This guy went into Al Capone's vault or whatever, had a whole special about it. The only thing he found was one fucking Coke bottle.
But now we're going into Jeffrey Epstein's vault and finding some interesting shit.
But it's crazy, right? Because Geraldo Rivero sensationalizes shit, right? I mean,
somebody's retweeting this story from earlier. Is it this year? No, 2018. Former Apprentice staffer Noel Kassler accuses Donald Trump of drug use.
Oh, shit. Well, gosh.
So I mean, they're just playing this again. I mean, they're retweeting this again to show that he is probably on something.
But if he's not, there's something wrong with him that's bad. I mean, you know what I mean?
Later in the set, he accused Trump of taking Adderall to help him focus while reading cue cards while filming Celebrity Apprentice. He can't read, so he gets really nervous, he said.
Come on. I mean, how complicated are the cue cards in The Apprentice? You're fired. It's not Hamlet. You need Adderall to read those? Jeez. He's like a squirrel. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Shit.
So she's sleeping.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on there. God, look at the time. We're just blazing through today's show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go and buy something, we get a commission.
We get paid,
doesn't
baby.
Cost you nothing.
That's right.
To use the American double negative vernacular.
That's right.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
I've got, this is from Psychology Post.
Okay.
Magazine.
Yeah.
this new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Jolly good!
Says that new research provides evidence that working memory is associated with engaging in social distancing in the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic. In other words, lower working memory capacity is linked to non-compliance with social distancing guidelines. Dumb fucks don't social distance and don't wear masks. Let me translate it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I think with a lot of these dumb fucks, it's an act of defiance. You know, it's an act of, you're being masculine. Go hug somebody. Go shake their hand. I'm not a pussy.
The study author said, at the moment, successful containment of the COVID-19 outbreak critically relies on people's voluntary compliance with social distancing guidelines. However, there is widespread noncompliance in our society, especially during the early stage of the pandemic and more recently after reopening.
This is spot fucking on. I mean,
as a researcher in cognitive psychology, I feel that it is our duty to figure out why some people follow the developing norm of social distancing while others ignore it. Addressing the issue may help mitigate the current public health crisis due to COVID-19.
Right. How are we going to address that, though? This guy is talking about the I feel threatened culture. I mean, how do you address that? I mean, these guys are fucking lunatics.
So they surveyed U.S. residents. In addition, during the first 2 weeks after Trump declared the national emergency, so that's in mid-March.
Yes.
In addition to collecting demographic information and assessing social distancing compliance, the survey includes assessments of working memory, personality, mood, and fluid intelligence.
Okay.
they found that those with better working memory capacity were more likely to indicate they are following social distancing guidelines.
Right. Smarter people.
Our findings reveal a novel cognitive route of social distancing compliance.
Shit. Well...
the researchers also found higher levels of fluid intelligence and agreeableness are associated with social distancing. So again, smarter and less of a cunt.
Yeah. What about the paranoia, though? A lot of these guys, these wacko rednecks, they're paranoid and they're always looking for conspiracy theories and everything.
Right, because they're perpetually butthurt.
Right, so they'll say, like, if you put a mask on, it's like you're walking around in a petri dish, your own fucking germs, and you're going to get CO2 poisoning or something like that.
Which would mean that every surgeon and every nurse that has sat through that has worked through a several hour surgeries would be dropping dead from breathing in their own CO2.
You know, it's fucking nuts because it's simple. You put on a mask when you're out and about. That can save us. We can't even do that because people. Why are there so many of us fucked up? Do they answer that in the research? I mean,
no, they just are saying the people that are stupid are the ones that are not complying with social distancing and wearing masks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what we do about those people.
Like we didn't know.
Yeah, we know.
We've got video after video after video after video of these assholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you see it. You see it. I've seen people in stores before. They have the mask on, but it's around their chin. I mean, that's not helping.
And meltdowns left and right. People, I saw one yesterday of a woman in a I don't know if it was like a Payless, it's a shoe store or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was asked to wear a mask or leave. And as she's yelling, you know, my freedom, Trump 2020, as she's going out the door, she picks up two boxes of shoes and whipped them at the poor girl working at a fucking shoe store.
Oh, my God. So not only she has no mask and she's yelling, meaning that she's emitting more bubbles of germ, right?
So, yeah.
Did she throw shoes?
The other employee who was videoing it followed her outside and got her license plate.
Oh, good.
And the other girl said, I'm going to press charges. That's battery.
Yeah.
Or assault with a weapon with deadly shoes.
You know, we want people to wear a mask. It's like it's not a hard thing. And you know, in the people not wearing masks, we can't expect somebody working at Payless to be in charge of making people wear masks. It's not reasonable. Because these guys are fucking assholes. I don't know what the answer to that is. Do you remember like Cuomo early on, he was talking about, you know, the lockdown in New York and people coming together and doing the proper social distancing, and they were able to flatten the curve. And he said, you know what? I can't enforce a lockdown. I rely on the people just to do that on their own.
Right.
There's no way you can do that. You need people to cooperate. And I think that must be the problem in the southern states, because there's just a lot of that here. You know, there's a lot of bros. There's a lot of guys with mullets and Oakleys.
Well, and the underlying lost cause culture.
What does that mean?
They're butthurt about losing the Civil War.
Oh, the grievance.
Yeah.
The Civil War from the 1860s? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fully entrenched.
It's so fucking stupid. It's so stupid. You know, you look at other parts of the planet. I mean, we have such... America is just... we could be doing so much better. We really could. But we just can't. Wear a fucking mask, dickheads.
And then the anti-vaxxers are going to fuck us all, too.
Right. Well, that's...
Once we get a vaccine, it says an emboldened anti-vaccine movement is threatening the return to normality.
And you know, a lot of that anti-vaxxer shit that's proliferated on social media has got to come from Russian bots, right?
Sure.
Oh, God. Oh, we got
it. And then the Trumpists are like, yeah, Bill Gates is going to inject a nanobot up my butt.
You know, right. And those are the very people who will say, don't believe everything you're told when you say you should wear a mask. Don't believe everything you're told.
Right, by epidemiologists. And
you don't believe everything you're told. Boogaloos. Dumb fucking racists. Yeah. Jesus, it's just... We're just chock full of loons in this country.
Congratulations, Republicans. Yeah, congratulations.
And maybe some of it is like in the southern state, you know, when you fuck, you should wear a condom so you don't have to have kids all the time. And these dumb fucking kids running around like idiots.
We've got some time left here. We do this every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Oh, we haven't had any bad news recently. You want some bad news?
Oh, shit, yes, Pat. Fuck yes.
Scientists are now investigating a virus that has killed up to 400 elephants in Okavango Delta, Botswana, in Africa.
Damn, that sucks.
Wildlife experts believe an unknown pathogen, a novel elephant virus, could be behind the mass deaths.
Yeah.
They are concerned that this could be the kind of thing that could jump to people.
Damn.
Because elephants are a lot closer to people.
God. Well, that, you know, I think we just have to count on that not happening, because we can't handle that. We just can't, right? I mean, how do we handle the elephant virus or whatever the fuck that is? Oh, shit.
Well, and, you know, there's going to be another virus eventually.
Yeah.
And instead of doing the right thing and learning from this process, we're doing the opposite of the right thing.
I mean, right now we should be cranking out the masks.
For one reason and one reason alone. So that Donald Trump can get reelected. It's the only reason this entire fucking country is the way it is so that this lunatic can get reelected.
But wait, why doesn't he look, why didn't, back in February or January, why didn't he look at the virus and think, you know, if I'm proactive and I get some masks made and do something to fight the spread of the virus, that will make people want to reelect me. Why not think like that?
Because that's not how he thinks.
It's insane.
Maybe
do a good job. That might be a good idea if you want to get reelected. Do a good job.
The Oh, this is from yesterday when he was really looking sleepy and dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
When he said Biden and Obama stopped testing.
God.
Nobody knows what he's talking about.
I don't get that.
It's because he was zannied up.
He's just rambling.
Or coming down from too many Addies in the morning.
Right.
But listen to what else he said.
Okay.
To hold the convention in Jacksonville with all this virus spread.
Well, we're going to see it built up a little bit, but we're going to do something that will be great. We think we're doing very well. We had some poll numbers a little while ago that are great. You know, it's the same story. It's suppression polls that we had in 2016.
In other words, all the polls that are showing that he's losing.
But the question
are suppression polls. You see, he's up 5 in Texas.
Oh, my God. Just 5. I mean, damn.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant. I mean, they said it's his nightmare if he loses Texas.
Right.
I mean, he's going to.
And he's way down here.
Yeah.
In Florida so far.
Yeah. God.
You know, it's the same story. It's suppression polls that we had in 2016, phony polls, fake news, phony polls, same thing. And we're doing very well. We're doing well in Georgia. We're doing well in Texas. I've read. Where I was 1 point up in Texas. I'm not 1 point up in Texas. We're many points up. I saved the oil industry.
I saved the oil industry, but then wait what he says.
Okay.
Saved the oil industry. 2 months ago, I saved the oil industry. There would have been, I created it. We became number one.
He invented oil?
He created the oil industry.
Yeah. He says industry weird too. Oil industry. Very strange.
Millions of jobs. And we saved it, so Texas is not going to have to let go of millions and millions of people. Oklahoma.
Somehow I don't think that millions of people in Texas work in the oil industry.
Right, yeah. And how does he even... Listen, he didn't invent the oil industry, right?
I think probably not.
Okay. That's a wild thing to say.
Unless he went back in time. God, this person tweeted about today's press conference. This is really Jim Jones at the end level shit right here from Trump.
It really is, dude. It's fucking nuts. I mean, is that where we're at? Are we at Nixon, you know, trouncing about the White House, yelling at paintings? Are we at that point?
Yeah.
He's fucked up.
Trump discounts his public polls, claims he's not the underdog because look at all the boat parades people are having for him.
Oh, yeah. God. Jesus.
Again, he thinks the attendance at his stupid rallies is a barometer. Well, let's take a look at your rally in Oklahoma. Let's take a look at why you had to cancel your rally in New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the hurricane, the tropical storm, Pat.
And it was like partly sunny and 70 or something.
Very strange tropical storm.
People were tweeting pictures of the great weather there.
Yeah, yeah. God.
What a piece of shit.
I don't even know, I'm at a loss kind of what to say about the guy, Trump, at this point. I mean, he's nuts. He's probably fucked up on drugs. If not, he's stroked out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking doctor. What's Dr. Ronnie think?
Oh, he tweeted today about Dr. Ronnie.
Oh, yeah?
You know, he's running for Congress. He's like, Dr. Ronnie has my full support.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did we know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, congrats, Dr. Ronnie. You really, jeez.
Two stories here that I guess is kind of good news. Again, okay. Trump era, good news.
With a caveat.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, a Republican douchebag, signed an extreme bill into law on Monday banning abortion as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Before many people even know they're pregnant.
God. Are we at The Handmaid's Tale?
But.
Okay. Oh, this is good news.
He signed it on Facebook Live. He called it a historic moment. Mm-hmm. Said it's the most conservative pro-life piece of legislation in the country.
Jeez.
Life is precious and everything that's precious is worth protecting. We know that in Tennessee. Well, the ban was in effect for less than an hour and federal courts stopped it.
Yay, that's good. Jeez.
The legislation was this shit that was approved in the middle of the night on June 19th, the first abortion ban to be passed since the pandemic began. This is what they're working on in Tennessee.
It's unreal. Do they not have any COVID there in Tennessee?
It prohibits abortions once a doctor can detect cardiac activity in an embryo, which typically happens around 6 weeks.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Anti-abortion groups call the measures the fetal heartbeat ban.
Right.
Medical professionals say it's misleading and inaccurate.
Because
term.
Why? Because there's a difference between cardiac activity and a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't just because there's rudimentary heart stuff forming.
Yeah.
The brain doesn't form and connect until 25 weeks.
Right.
There's that like fetal pain when they first talk about fetal pain. There's no nerves on until 25 weeks.
So the only justification for a 6 week abortion ban is
to try to get as close as possible to fully banning it.
Right.
They keep getting, this is another trap law.
Yeah.
They keep getting lower and lower and lower.
Yeah. And then the clock.
Low, low, low.
Yeah. Low, low, low. Wow. You know, I just thought of something. So you have all these states that you can't travel out of or to because of COVID. What if you need an abortion and you live in one of these fucked up states with these draconian laws? How do you get to some place where you can?
So Center for Reproductive Rights, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU of Tennessee all filed emergency lawsuits. And on Monday, the district court issued a restraining order to block the law from going into effect.
Damn.
The judge said, one judge said, the court is bound by the Supreme Court holdings prohibiting undue burdens on the availability of pre-viability abortions.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's good that judge did that.
The Center for Reproductive Rights said Tennessee's ban is blatantly unconstitutional.
Right.
A statement said, quote, it is unconscionable that in the middle of a public health crisis and national reckoning on systemic racism, lawmakers are focused on trying to eliminate access to abortion. Tennessee should stop attacking reproductive health care and instead work to implement policies that will help marginalized communities. This law does the exact opposite.
Because women have a right to make decisions about their body. Their body, my body, my fucking choice. And if I hear one more anti-masker motherfucker use that argument.
Yeah, they love that.
Oh, my God. That's the dumbest shit ever, right?
And then.
Yes.
Also.
Ooh.
Yesterday.
Right.
This is Georgia.
Fuck ye.
Sovereign state of Georgia.
Hell yeah.
Yesterday, a judge struck down Georgia's controversial ban on abortion after 6 weeks.
Holy,
it's the same thing, same bullshit.
Yeah.
District judge said the state law is unconstitutional and violated several stipulations set forth in Roe v. Wade.
And the only reason this is happening because they want to use this issue to get the knuckle dragging evangelicals out there to vote, right?
Yes.
And I guess there probably are some nutball, you know, anti-choice believers.
Oh yeah, sure.
Out there,
that's a big. I think it was identified as those people who say they're one issue voters who should have their vote taken away. By the way, people that identify as one issue voters are mostly on that side.
They're fanatics.
Are mostly abortion.
I mean, that's like Handmaid's Tale shit. I mean, you should be able to.
I can't ever vote for a side that kills babies.
Right.
We
hate
the
women.
Law was supposed to go into effect at the beginning of the year. Remember that a bunch of you know, Georgia, Atlanta is like Hollywood East, and a lot of productions said,
"Oh yeah,
we'll never film there again."
Yeah, because
Walking
laws.
Dead, they said we'll leave, we'll move,
right?
Because of these laws, and sports teams were like, "We're not going to play in your town."
Yeah, I mean it's. It's fucking nuts. It's about women's rights. I mean, this country is just shit to women and children. We want to send our kids to school in the middle of this pandemic. And meanwhile, you know, if you're a woman, you can't make any decisions about your uterus or whatever.
The law passed with a 92-78 vote last year, generating an outcry from business leaders, including Hollywood heavyweights, who threatened to leave the state over the measure. Brian Kemp, through a spokesperson, governor, pseudo-governor, Brian Kemp, said their office will appeal the ruling.
How does it benefit you, Brian? But what does it do for your state to have that six-week ban?
They wanted to go to SCOTUS, and this kind of shit is so blatant that I'd be amazed if SCOTUS even picked it up.
So this is just showboating, right? Brian Kemp wants to look pretty for his GOP fucking...
Georgia values life, and we will keep fighting for the rights of the unborn.
Ugh, God damn. Such a shame you stole that election from Stacey Abrams, you motherfucker.
That decision comes 2 weeks after the SCOTUS... U.S. SCOTUS struck down a Louisiana law requiring abortion by...
Yes. Thank God. The Louisiana law, that was like... Was that about admitting rights or doctors admitting rights to hospitals? Like, you couldn't perform abortions if you didn't have admitting rights to a major hospital or something like that? Okay.
The judges ruled in their decision that third-party standing, which means that a third party, like an abortion provider, is allowed to argue on behalf of the person impacted. So,
but these trap laws, if they're so blatantly obvious that it's bullshit, why do they even make it to the court? Is there not someone there that says, hey, this is ridiculous, we're not going to hear this case because there's no merits?
Not if it's a Republican lunatic lower court judge. If it's a Trump appointee,
right,
it's going to go right through.
Yeah. Well, shit.
There you go.
Jeez. The South is a mess, man. Got coronavirus all over the fucking place.
And they're using, the Republicans are using it, as a smoke grenade to hide their trying to rip rights away from more and more people.
You guys saw The Handmaid's Tale, right?
Voting rights, abortion rights, every right they want to take away from people.
Yeah. We don't want to be like The Handmaid's Tale.
We don't.
That was bad. It's not a fun society.
Yes.
Okay. Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, I don't know. What does it mean when you have just so many people that can't even vote in their own self-interest? They can't vote for people. I don't know. Just because these guys are anti-choice, but they're not going to raise the minimum wage. They're going to lower taxes for the rich. They're going to be anti-union, anti-environment. Just because they feel this way about abortion, they will support them.
One issue voters.
God.
They don't care about anything else.
It's maddening.
They just know that the Democrats want to kill all the babies.
Dumb fucks. Jeez, guys.
We've got... What is this story? Oh, another one. Video. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
All lives matter. All lives matter, you black and twisted crazy person.
White lives matter, you black and twisted crazy person. Is that fake? Are we listening to some movie or something?
No, because this sow lost her job.
Oh, jeez.
They found out her name is Sonia Holt of East Tennessee.
Fuck you! God.
At a BLM protest.
Right.
And this was a person of color filming the vile white creatures that were standing on the side heckling and yelling and swearing at these people.
These people must not understand how insane they sound.
Black, twisted, crazy person.
There you go. There you go. Let her talk. Say whatever she wants to say.
What are you gonna do?
Say whatever you want to say.
What are you gonna do? You gonna run and cry? Are the cops?
They're separated by a fence, so they can't get to each other.
Is there law enforcement out there protecting the BLM people from these monsters?
I don't see any in there.
How's it going? You need to move your ugly ass.
Get the fuck out of our way.
You're just a poor little black girl who's got a messed up mind. God, that is insane, dude. That is fucked up.
They're vermin. These people are vermin.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, she was seeing the video yelling, white lives matter, white lives are better. She made homophobic remarks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here
great.
We can hear the rest.
The whole
thing. Meanwhile, this is a racist white guy yelling,
yeah.
Old white guy,
nice.
And he's saying, "There's probably more people on our side than on yours," and that's, you know, if one can count,
yes,
it's patently false. There are hundreds of BLM protesters, and there's like 20 of these racist fucks.
You know, if you're listening to this person, you get why Europe would want to ban us, even if the pandemic wasn't a thing.
We should be banned without the COVID.
Who wants this?
You're trying to do, but you're not going to settle it like this.
These people are protesting peacefully, and he says, "You're not going to settle this by shooting police officers and shutting our cities on fire."
Oh my God.
See, that's the narrative, is that anyone that is protesting peacefully is a terrorist to these
God.
These morons.
And cameras? Blah, 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 on and on and on and on.
White lives are
better.
Now I think that's white supremacy.
USA! 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 USA!
Now the white people start their USA chant, which they've turned into
yes.
a hate.
Now
chant.
I would assume these white people out here shouting "White Lives Matter," they're all wearing masks, right?
Oh God, no, none of them.
What a mess.
Well, a spokesperson for the company where Holt was previously employed says she no longer works there as of Monday morning.
Damn.
This White Lives Matter hag has been fired from her job.
Well, there you go. Good. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Who would want to work with that person?
The Johnson City Press said Holt's remarks were one of the most visual instances of verbal salvos hurled at Black Lives Matter protesters during Saturday's demonstration, with several referring to protesters as monkeys.
Ugh.
Another man seen in the same video told protesters, "We should have kept you fuckers as slaves."
Jesus. Do you think?
We should have kept you fuckers as slaves.
Oh my God. Do you think these people, these White Lives Matter idiots, they watch this tape and they're like, "Oh my God, I can't believe
no,
having that." Okay.
No.
God,
no, there. She's butthurt that she got fired. First Amendment, my First Amendment rights being suppressed.
I mean, she doesn't need. She should have a hood on.
Well,
I mean,
sure on
KKK
weekends.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm sure. Other times she does.
That's vile, man. What the fuck?
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Jesus Christ.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. I'll work harder to find some good news, but it'll probably have to come out of Europe or civilized nations.
God.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet, RatedRComedy.com, or his Instagram, his Twitter, or his Facebook, which is at RatedRComedy.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow.
Holy fuck.
This is appropriate. Again, we play this often, but, you know, Snoop is a wise man.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crap. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.